Welcome back to WBOI Presents. I'm Ben Clemmer.
And I'm Rebecca Green. One after the other, restaurants, businesses, and even communities are dropping plastic straws. The immediate goal is to reduce waste from the hundreds of millions of plastic straws estimated to be used in the country each day. But as Indiana Public Broadcasting's Lindsay Wright reports, some people are thinking much bigger, and they're hopeful that the straw movement will lead to an overall reduction in all plastic use.
Dani Schaust is known as the recycling guru among her friends. It's clear she takes it seriously as she explains how she separates various materials into several bins stacked in her kitchen.
Cardboard, plastics, paper, aluminum cans.
But it's not just recycling Schaust is focused on. She's interested in reducing her waste in other ways. She's carried a reusable mug for years, has a closet full of reusable tote bags for groceries. She even works in the sustainability field. Just a few months ago, she decided to take things a step further and purchase a set of stainless steel reusable straws.
You know, you look at bring your own reusable straw, and I was like, I don't know. I mean, like, I can, but do I even use straws that much?
It turns out she used more straws than she thought, amounting to several a week. So now, when she goes out to eat, she politely asks for no straw and pulls out her own. Schaust is part of a rapidly growing trend to reduce plastic single-use straws. They typically aren't recyclable, ending up in landfills, waterways, and even marine life. It started a global conversation about the purpose of plastic straws. Indiana Recycling Coalition Executive Director Allison Mitchell says the dialogue has evolved over the past several years.
It's kind of, I think, part of a continuum where people are slowly starting to be more conscious and aware of their individual small choices and how they can have a great impact when they are all kind of aggregated together.
A growing number of local restaurants and businesses are backing the effort too by using paper straws instead of plastic, but that can be up to 6 times more expensive. Cup and Kettle Tea Company in Bloomington is going even further by promoting a zero-waste agenda. Co-owner Kayla Maldonado says the shop can go through hundreds of straws a week.
This year, I decided to try and find something that would meet both of our needs and provide them with a straw, but also not be throwing away all these plastic things.
Now they use reusable straws, paper straws, and biodegradable to-go cups. It's not just local businesses, though. Starbucks has vowed to phase out plastic straws by 2020, which would reduce around 1 billion straws a year. Some cities have gone as far as enacting plastic bans that include straws and other non-recyclable items. That's sparked serious backlash from people with disabilities who say plastic straws are often necessary. And some people simply question how much of an impact cutting out straws can really have. Although Mitchell says she doesn't necessarily agree with outright bans, she says the current movement will likely expand.
As individual consumers become more conscious of their consumption of single-use plastic, that will drive the market to innovate and change and use new materials, use less materials, and then use materials that are either biodegradable or compostable as alternatives.
And Schaust says she's taking her sustainability efforts one step at a time, which is what she recommends for anyone interested in becoming more green.
Just kind of slowly doing these things, and you'll realize you can do one more thing. Take that next step. Take that next step. And if more and more people do that, it's pretty awesome to think about the impact that we'll have.
Now, she and her husband are getting ready to build a compost bin. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lindsay Wright.